Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhashtachare Sutarine What follows is the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Translations and introduction by Sriman Kushakrata Das. In the year 1512, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his tour of the holy places of South India. When the Lord arrived at Sri Rangachetra, he decided to spend the 4 months of Chaturmasya there. The residence of many saintly Vaishnava devotees, all followers of Sripad Ramanujacharya. The Lord saw the beautiful form of the deity, Lord Ranganath, associated with the devotees, discussed the topics of Krishna with them, and instructed the truth of spiritual life to the people in general. At this time, the Lord stayed at the home of three brothers, Tirumalpabhata, Venkatabhata, and Gopal Guru. The son of Venkatabhata later became the famous Gopal Bhatta Goswami. The followers of Ramanujacharya are very devoted to the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. Lord Chaitanya explained the superiority of Lord Krishna's pastimes to his hosts, and their conversation on this point is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9. At this time, Gopal Guru, who was later to become Prabodhananda Saraswati, became greatly devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Venkata's son, Gopal Bhatta, also became attached to the Lord. In his youth, Gopal Bhatta was instructed by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. Prabodhananda Saraswati became a follower of Sri Chaitanya, and he is considered one of the great acharyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Actually, he is one of the great eternal associates of the Lord, as explained in Kavi Karnapur's Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. When the Lord appeared in his original form as Sri Krishna, Prabodhananda Saraswati was one of the important gopis, Tunga Vidya. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati is also described as follows in Narahari Shakara's Bhakti Ratnakara. Prabodhananda Saraswati was full of all good qualities, and therefore he was known everywhere by the name Saraswati. He was greatly devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and continuously remembered him, even while asleep. He was full of love for the devotees and was very renounced. His handsome form was pleasing to see, and he was a learned poet and philosopher. No one could compare with him in the arts of singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments. Everyone who heard his eloquent speech became delighted. These are the incomparable glories of Prabodhananda Saraswati. After Lord Chaitanya left South India and returned to Jagannath Puri in Orissa, Prabodhananda Saraswati continuously remembered the Lord within his heart, and eventually he left his home at Sri Rangachetra and went to Vrindavan to remain in the forest of Kamyavan, where he was eventually joined by his nephew Gopal Bhatta. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami requested that he remain in the association of all the devotees of Vrindavan, and to please Kaviraj Goswami, Prabodhananda Saraswati did not leave. This is part one. Stuti Mukhe Vastu Nirdesha Rupa Mangala Chadanam. Invoking auspiciousness at the beginning of the work and describing its contents. Stumastam Chaitanya Kutumati Vimaya Vapadama Vatada Yambayam Vachipati Kumaram Vasayatum Vishuddha Sapremo Madamada Piyushalahari Vadatum Chanebhya Vadapadanavan Vipapakatam Let us glorify the boundlessly merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Prince of Brajabhumi, who has now appeared in his supreme abode of the town of Navadvip as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has appeared in order to taste the intoxicating sweet waves of the nectar of transcendental pure love for himself and to distribute that nectar to others. Dharma sprishtak satatapadama vishta evatya dharme drishtim prapto nakalu sadam sishtishun kvapino san yadatta shvi hadidasa sudasvadamattak panityat uchar gayat atavilotati stomitam kancharisham. One who is untouched by any piety, who is completely absorbed in irreligion, who has never received the merciful glance of the devotees or been to any holy place sanctified by them, such a person will still ecstatically dance, loudly sing, and even roll about on the ground when he becomes intoxicated by tasting the nectarian beverage of the transcendental mellows of pure love of God given by Lord Chaitanya. Let me therefore glorify that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yannaktam karma nishta nacha samadhikatam yatta po dhyana yoga vairangyais tyaga tattva stutvidapana yattarkitam chapi kaischit govinda prema bhajam apinakachalitam yad rahasyam sayam tat nam naiva praru rasi avatadadipare yatta tangnomi goram.
The most elevated platform of pure love of God is a great mystery that cannot be understood by those attached to fruitive activities, austerities, meditation, mystic yoga performances, renunciation, attainment of knowledge, offering prayers to the Lord, or even by those who, although absorbed in devotional service to Lord Govinda in love of God, are not able to understand the pure love the gopis feel for Krishna. That mysterious pure love of God has now been revealed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaurasundara, who has appeared in this world and preached the glories of the chanting of his own holy names. Let me glorify that Lord Gaurasundara.
Drishtak sprishtak kirtitak sansvitova durastarap yanato vajatova vrimnak sarang datamisho yeka shri chaitanyam nomi devam dayaro.
Lord Chaitanya grants the nectar of pure love of God to those who see him, glorify him, or remember him, and even to those who simply offer respectful obeisances or worship him from a great distance. Let me glorify that merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kaivalyam nanakayate tridashapurakashapushpayate durdantinduyakalasarpapatalipratkatadhanstrayate vishyankonasukayate vadimahindradishchakitayate yatkarunyakatakshavadbhavatantam golamevastrumo.
If one attains Lord Gaurasundara's merciful sidelong glance, then the impersonal liberation of merging into the splendor of God becomes as palatable as going to hell. And the heavenly cities of the demigods appear as real as flowers imagined to be floating in the sky. The poisonous fangs of the untamable black snakes of the senses become broken. The whole world becomes full of joy, and Lord Brahma, Indra, and all the other demigods seem as insignificant as insects. Let us glorify that Lord Gaurasundara.
Madhyantak padipihi yasya chadanam bhojasya ratrojala premanandamayamita buddhadasansa vesuparvedita brahmadinscha hasanti nanta bahamanyande mahavaishnavan dipko vandhicha brahma yoga vidushastangora chandrangnuma.
When Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who are worshipped even by the demigods, drink the amazingly palatable, splendid nectar of the bliss of pure love of God that flows from the lotus flower of Lord Gaurachandra's feet, they become completely intoxicated. In that condition, they laugh at Lord Brahma and the other demigods, condemn the impersonalist yogis, and do not consider the great devotees of Lord Vishnu who do not worship Lord Gaurachandra very important. let us glorify that Lord Gaur Chandra.
Rakshu daitu kulam hatam kiyadidam yogadi vartma kriya margo vapakati kritak kiyadidam sushyadikam vakiyat medin yundadanadikam kiyadidam premon vilaya maham bhakti vartma karim padam bhagavatas chetam nyamurtim stuma.
What great benefit did mankind attain when Lord Ramchandra, Lord Nrisimha, and many other incarnations of God killed so many Rakshasa and Daitya demons? How significant is it that Lord Kapila and other incarnations revealed the paths of the Sankhya and other yoga systems? How glorious is it that Lord Brahma and the other Guna avatars create, maintain, and annihilate the material universes? How auspicious is it that Lord Varaha lifted the earth from the Garbhodak ocean? We do not consider any of these activities to be very important. The actually important thing is that Lord Chaitanya has revealed the path of the most exalted and splendid aspect of pure devotional service, conjugal love of God. Therefore, let us glorify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Part 2. The Namaskar Rupa Mangala Charanam, auspicious introduction in the form of offering obeisances.
Namaste Tanya Chandraya Koti Chandra Nanakriji Premanandabdi Chandraya Charu Chandran Shuhasine Namaste Tanya Chandraya Koti Chandra Nanakriji Premanandabdi Chandraya Charu Chandran Shuhasine.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Chandra, whose face is as splendid as millions of moons, and whose smile is as charming as moonlight. He is like a moon that has just arisen from the ocean of the bliss of pure love of God.
Yasya eva param bhuja bhakti labhyak prema vidanak padamak pumato tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste.
O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, by devotedly serving your lotus feet, one may attain pure love of God, the ultimate goal of all endeavors. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, O most auspicious of all auspicious things in this world, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Uccharas palayantam kadachadanamaho he madanda prakando bahu prodhichya sattanda patadanatadum dundari kahitaksham vishwisya mangalagnam kimipi hari hari chunmadananda nadai vanditam devachuda manamatadabasa vishta chaitanya chandram.
Immersed in the incomparable confidential love born by Srimati Radharani for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Chandra danced very enthusiastically, raising his two arms, which appeared like two golden rods. His hands and feet quickly moved here and there, and his beautiful body trembled. Intoxicated by transcendental bliss, he called out, Hari Hari, vanquishing all inauspiciousness within the universe. I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord Chaitanya Chandra, whose eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals, and who is the quest jewel of all incarnations of God.
Ananda lila maya vigrahaya hema madivya chavisundaraya tasmai maha prema rasa pradaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste. Ananda lila maya vigrahaya hema madivya chavisundaraya tasmai maha prema rasa pradaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste.
Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the personification of transcendental blissful pastimes, appears very beautiful, his transcendental splendid luster like that of gold. He grants pure love of God in the exalted conjugal mellow, which had never been given before. Again and again, I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord Chaitanya Chandra.
Babahara Sunam Navajadakoti Vadishodadaman Premaja Padma Padakoti Pahasanam Ramantam Madhurya Amadanadikoti Ribatanu Chitabistam Bandehi Hadamahasanyasakapatam.
Lord Gorhari's eyes appear like millions of rain clouds showering torrents of tears, and the sweetness and luster of his transcendental form shower millions of oceans of nectar. Enriched with the great treasure of pure love of God, Lord Gorhari laughs at the insignificant opulence of millions of spiritual Vaikuntha planets. I offer my respectful obeisances to that Lord Gorchandra, who accepted the renounced order of sannyas to fulfill two purposes. First, as a trick to bless the ordinary conditioned souls who would automatically offer respects to him and thus attain great transcendental benefit. And second, to display his amazing pastimes within this world. Part 3. Ashirvada Rupa Mangala Charanam, auspicious introduction in the form of benedictory words.
Singhaskandam modada modada smera ganda stalantam duvingeyo jadarasmayascha yanana vakaram bibrat kanti vikachakanakam bojagarbhabiramam eki bhutam vabudabatu vo radaya madhavasyo.
Lord Gorsundar's broad shoulders are like a lion's, and the charming smile on the corner of his cheeks is the sweetest of all sweet things. He is absorbed in the unfathomable, ecstatic love the gopis felt in separation from Krishna. And thus, his body sometimes undergoes very amazing transformations. Srimati Radharani and Lord Madhava have combined together in Lord Gorsundar's body, which is as splendid and beautiful as the whirl of a golden lotus flower. May that Lord Gorsundar protect you.
Drishtva mandati nutanam vadachayam samvikshabaham bhaved atyantam vikarlova lokavalitam gunjavalim vepate drishte shamakishodake pichakitam datte chamatkaritam ittam godatanu pracharitam japrema hari patuva.
When Lord Gauranga saw an assemblage of new rain clouds, he was reminded of Lord Krishna, and he became just like a madman with love for him. When Lord Gauranga saw a peacock feather, he became greatly agitated, and when he saw a bracelet of small conch shells, he trembled. Seeing a dark-complexioned boy and surmising that the boy was Krishna, Lord Gauranga was astonished and afraid. In this way, Lord Gauranga, who was actually the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, preach the glories of pure and ecstatic love for himself. May that Lord Hari, who has assumed a golden form, protect you.
Kripa Sindhu Sandhya Vunruchi Vichitram Vadadado Jalakpurna Premam Vitamaya Mahajota Damalam Shachi Garm Bakshiram Buddhi Baba Udaram Vatakala Kalana Tashiman Udiyatitava Swanta Nabasi.
The shining full moon of Lord Chaitanya was born from the milk ocean of Srimati Shachi Devi's womb. That moon is learned in the 64 astonishing transcendental arts, and it appears very splendid, dressed in glorious saffron garments the color of the rising sun. That pure and beautiful moon is full of the nectar of pure love of God and possesses the luster of the sattvika bhava ecstatic symptoms. It appears like a great ocean of mercy. That moon is the combination of Lord Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the source of innumerable incarnations, and the supremely beautiful Srimati Radharani. May that moon of Lord Chaitanya arise within the sky of your hearts.
Badnan prema badappakam badakaro ghandin kati dorakai sankhyatum nijaloka mangala hari krishna iti nam nam japan Ashusnat mukhaksame vihijagannatam didrikshu gatar yatar godatanu velochanamudam thanvam hari patuva.
When Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed with intense pure love of God, his hand would tremble as he touched the knotted string about his waist to count his recitations of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he chanted his own holy names, which grant auspiciousness to the entire universe. He was so eager to see his form of Lord Jagannath that his face became bathed in tears as he hurriedly moved about, coming and going. May that Supreme Lord Hari, in the form of Lord Gauranga, a vision of whom delights the eyes, protect you.
Andadvanta chayam samasta jagatan hunmulayanti hitahat premananda dasambudim nadavadhi provelayanti bala vishang shitalayanti tivavikalam tapatthe nanasam yasmakam vidyaye chakacha satatam chaitanya chandrachata.
The moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chandra's luster violently uproots the darkness of ignorance in the hearts of all the living beings in the universe. That moonlight causes the ocean of the nectar of pure love of God to continuously expand and overflow its shores. Sprinkling the nectar of pure love of God, that moonlight greatly cools this universe, which is devastated by the burning threefold miseries of material existence. May that moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chandra constantly shine within your hearts. Part 4, the Sri Chaitanya Bhakta Mahima, glorification of Lord Chaitanya's devotees.
Brantam yattu munishwarayad vipara yasmin shama mandale kasyapi padiveshanaya vadishanayad virano vashviko. Yannak vapi kupamahina chanije pyudgapitam saurina tasmin udhyala bhakti vartmani sukham kelandi gorapriya.
The greatest saints became bewildered when they tried to understand the most exalted aspect of devotional service, conjugal love of God. In this world, this most intimate aspect of spiritual life cannot be understood by anyone merely by exercising his intelligence. Indeed, even Shukadeva Goswami could not fully understand it, and Lord Krishna himself was unwilling to reveal it to his own devotees. But this splendid path of Madhurya Rasa is the place where the dear, intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya happily perform their pastimes.
Tavan Brahma Katava Mukti Padavi Tavan Tikti Pave Tavacha Bivashinkalatamayate No Loka Vedastiti Tavachasta Vedamitakalakalo Nana Bahir Vatmasu Shri Chaitanya Padambu Japriyajano Yavan Dringochara.
Talks about the impersonal Brahman and the path of liberation will not become bitter, nor will the shackles of blind adherence to social and Vedic conventions loosen, as long as within the range of one's eyes there is no devotee who is like a bumblebee addicted to drinking the nectar of the lotus flower of Lord Chaitanya's feet. As long as such a devotee is not seen, the Vedic scholars will travel on the paths of various external and unimportant topics and continue their bewildering and useless debates.
Katavan vairagyam kacha vishaya vatasanadaki shivon vega kvaso vinya badamapu yalahari katavate jola kikamata maha bhakti padavi prasavasam bhavya yadapakalitam godakatashu.
Where are the great humility, beauty, spiritual strength, devotion, and renunciation of this world's hellish sense gratification that can compare with those of Lord Gauranga's devotees?
Sakanayana gochari kachata dashuda rakula papulla kamalikshina paniya kata rashi muka Nagoda chadanang jaha satika dapi logotara spudan madhuri manavam navanavana ragumada
Lord Gorsundar is agitated by intense feelings of love and separation from Lord Krishna. And thus the eyes of his beautiful face appear like petals of a blooming lotus that are overflooded with tears. One who sees this feature of Lord Chaitanya becomes maddened by newer and newer feelings of ecstatic love and never renounces the service of the Lord's lotus feet, which are an ocean of extraordinary transcendental sweetness.
Acharya Dharmam Paricharya Vishnum Vicharya Tirtan Vicharya Vedan Vinana Gora Piyapada Sevan Vedadi Dushprapipadam Vedanti.
One may perform the duties of the Varnashram system, nicely worship Lord Vishnu, visit many places of pilgrimage, and study the Vedas. But if he neglects to serve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya's dear devotees, he cannot understand the confidential holy abode of Vrindavan, the place where Sri Sri Radha and Govinda perform their pastimes, which the Vedas do not reveal.
Aparavaranchi amitamaya pato dimadikam vimatya vaptam syat kimibipadam sadamotodam Tatapi Sri Gora Kriti Madana Gopala Chadana Chitas Krishtananta Vahati Vakatam Eva Katutam.
By churning the great ocean of nectar from shore to shore, one may attain something that he considers the inexpressible, supreme, incomparable essence of all nectar. But still, that nectar will taste very bitter to those who have come in contact with the splendid effulgence emanating from the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, who is actually Lord Krishna, the cupid-like cowherd boy, and who has assumed a golden form to taste the ecstatic love for Krishna felt by Srimati Radharani.
Trinada Pichanichita Sahaja Somya Mungdakuti Sudar Modada Mashita Vishya Gunna Tut Kuti Hadi Paniya Vigvala Kimapidina Nalam Bata Bavandikila Sadluna Jagati Gora Bhajamami.
The devotees of Lord Chaitanya are so humble that they consider themselves lower than a blade of grass, and they are naturally friendly and affectionate to others. Their forms are pleasing to see, their words are as sweet as nectar, and they spit at the insignificant sense gratification of this world. Their minds, agitated with sentiments of pure, deep love for Lord Hari, are not at all concerned about external events. These are the transcendental qualities of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
Vasatamba Guruvaya Koti Diyatamba Shruti Shastra Koti Chaitanya Karunya Kathaksha Bhajam Sadyak Param Syadidahasya Labho.
Even one who takes shelter of millions of exalted spiritual masters and studies millions of Vedic scriptures still cannot attain the confidential pure love of Krishna immediately attained by those who have been blessed by the merciful sidelong glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Astang vairagya koti bhavati shamadamakshandi maitradi koti stadvanu jnana koti bhavatu bhavatu va vaishnavi bhakti koti kotyangsho pyasya nasya tadapi gunagano yakswatak siddha asti shrimat chaitanya chandra piya chadanana kanjot ramonha bhajam.
Let renunciation be multiplied a million times, and let millions of good qualities born from faith in God, such as tolerance, sense control, peacefulness, and friendliness, be present a million times. Let there be millions of impersonal meditations on the statement Tat Tvamasi found in the Upanishads. And let there even be devotion for Lord Vishnu amplified a million times. Still, all these good qualities taken together do not even equal a millionth of the multitude of perfect transcendental qualities possessed by those who delight in the splendid effulgence emanating from the toenails of the dear devotees of the all-powerful, all-opulent, moon-like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kechit sagada bundarana piparakramanti nityanti vai kechit diva podandaradasu maha chipam chipanto muhu Anando bata jala vingvalata yati dvaita chandradaya keke no data vanda idishipanas chaitanya nityotsave.
In the dancing festival inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees have become greatly agitated by the sprinkling nectar of transcendental bliss. Murari Gupta and others are dancing so enthusiastically that they appear to be leaping over the seas and mountains. Srivas and others revile Lord Indra and the other demigods again and again. And even distinguished scholars like Advaitacharya are dancing in ecstasy. Who could possibly avoid being caught up in this exuberant dancing festival of Lord Chaitanya?
Bhuto va bhavatapi va bhavati va kasyapi yakopi va sambandho bhagavat padambhajadase nasmin jagan mandale dhatsavam nija bhakti rupa padamaisharhina vikridito ghorasyasaka pavajimmatataya jamandi nirmatsara.
This supreme nectarian mellow of the highest stage of devotional service to the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Krishna has not in the past touched this universe. And except for where Lord Chaitanya's influence extends, it is not in the present and will not in the future touch this universe. By the mercy of Lord Gaurasundar, who performed pastimes displaying the supreme opulence of devotional service to Lord Krishna, who is Lord Chaitanya himself, the non-envious devotees can taste that sweet, unprecedented nectar.
Mahapurushamaninam sudamanisharanam nijam padambhajam janatam kimapi garva nirvasanam ahonayana gochadam digamachakachurachayam sati sutamachikadat kahiya bodhi bhagyodaya.
Lord Chaitanya, the transcendental son of Srimati Shachi Devi, is searched after by the Upanishads, the quest jewels of all the Vedic scriptures. And he crushes the limitless pride of the arrogant kings of the sages and demigods who think they are great although they remain ignorant of the Lord's lotus feet. Who in this world is as fortunate as he who has personally seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Sarvasadhanahinopi paramaisharya vaibhavi gaurangi nyastababo hyak sarvata punahi vaso.
Even if a person has not followed the regulative practices of devotional life, by continuously remembering Lord Gauranga, who is full of wonderful transcendental opulences, he will certainly attain the supreme goal of life, pure love for Krishna. Part 5. The Sri Chaitanya Bhakta Ninda, criticism of those who are not devotees of Lord Chaitanya.
Apiganna mahapunyam ananya sharanam hari anupasata chaitanyam adanyam vandyate mati.
If a person has accumulated countless pious credits and completely taken shelter of Lord Hari but has not worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I consider him a poor and unfortunate person devoid of Krishna prema, the supreme goal of life.
Kriya saktan dik dik vikata tapaso dik chayaminak digastu brahmaham vatanapadipullan jatamatin gametan shochamo vishyavasamatan vapashun nakeshan chillesho vihamalito gonamadonak.
To hell with the smarter Brahmins who blindly follow the Vedic rituals. To hell with those who practice unnecessary, harsh penances. To hell with those who try to control the mind and senses by following the regimen of the Eightfold Yoga System. To hell with those who imagine they are liberated simply by saying Aham Brahmasmi, and whose voices blossom forth with many words of useless mental speculations. Why do we condemn these animals in the guise of men who are intoxicated by the taste of things other than Krishna? Because, alas, alas, they have not relished even a tiny drop of the honey available at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O learned readers, even if a stone is continuously sprinkled with nectar, it will not sprout a single blade of grass. Even if a dog's tail is stretched out, it will never actually become straight. A man may stretch his arms as much as he likes, but he will never grasp the moon. In the same way, a person may follow all the regulations of devotional service, but he will never attain the blissfully festive state of pure love of God without the mercy of Lord Gaurachandra.
Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Suprakashita Ratnange Yo Dino Dine Vasa Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Suprakashita Ratnange Yo Dino Dine Vasa.
The golden moon of Lord Gaurachandra has now arisen over the horizon of the broad ocean of love of God and illumined the multitude of jewels that are the activities of pure devotional service. Wretched souls who will not collect those jewels are certainly poverty-stricken.
Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Yena Manjanti Manjanti Te Mahanakta Sagare Avatirne Gaurachandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Yena Manjanti Manjanti Te Mahanakta Sagare.
The golden moon of Lord Gaurachandra has now risen over the horizon of the broad ocean of love of God. Those who will not bathe in that ocean must find themselves bathing in the useless, unwanted ocean of material activities.
Prasaditam maham prema piyusha rasa sagare chaitanya chandre pakate yo dino dina evasa Prasaditam maham prema piyusha rasa sagare chaitanya chandre pakate yo dino dina evasa.
The rising golden moon of Lord Chaitanya has greatly expanded the ocean of the nectar of ecstatic pure love of God. A rascal who refuses to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet remains poor and wretched despite this wonderful inundation.
Achaitanyamidam vishram yadi chaitanyamishram navadu sarva shastra gyayapi brahmyanti tejana Achaitanyamidam vishram yadi chaitanyamishram navadu sarva shastra gyayapi brahmyanti tejana.
Those who do not accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead must wander throughout this universe composed of inert, lifeless matter. Even if they are scholars learned in all the Vedic scriptures, they must wander in this way from the highest to the lowest planets, impelled by their pious and impious deeds.
Svadam, svadam, madodimabodam, sviyanama valina. Madam, madam, kimabibashi, bhuta vishrasta gatra. Varam, varam, pachipatigunan, gaya gaya tijalpan, goro dishtak, sakadapinayar, dugatate shubhakti.
Again and again, Lord Gaurasundar relished the intense sweetness of chanting his own holy names in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thus he became increasingly maddened with ecstatic love, and in that ecstatic anxiety he lost all control and repeatedly stumbled as he walked. Again and again he implored those around him, Please glorify the transcendental qualities of Krishna, the Lord of Braja. Please chant his glories. Those who have not, at least for a moment, seen Lord Gaur Sundar find it very difficult to attain pure devotional service.
Vina bijam kim nam kura janana mandho penakatam papashyeno pangur girishakadamaro hatikatam yadi shri chaitanye hadidasamayascha evabave Bhaktanam Bhavi Katam Bhakta Prem Rabasa.
Is it not impossible for a blade of grass to shoot up without one's first planting a seed? Is it not impossible for a blind man to see and a lame man to climb the summit of Mount Sumeru? Then how is it possible for those with no devotion for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is full of the amazing opulences of the mellows of pure love for Lord Hari, to attain the transcendental bliss of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Alaukikya premon maradas vilasar panadayay nayakshi govindan uchidachashiveshve shukatishu Mahaschaya Premo Savamapi Hatanda Taniyan Matiyugore Sakshat Badahiya Samud Ho Nadapashu.
Lord Gaur Sundar is freely distributing the extraordinary joyful festival of the sentiments and pastimes of pure love of God, which only the intimate friends and associates of Lord Govinda experience. Only a great fool who is actually an animal in the guise of a human being will not fix his mind on that Lord Gaur Sundar.
Asankhya Shrutyalo Bhagavad Avatara Nagatita Bhavam Kaksambha Vayuta Padama Shadita Bhato Gmanyat Svaprishti Kati Kati Satana Pyanubhava Satapi Shigori Hadi Hadi Namud Ha Hadi Diyo.
Of the countless incarnations of God described in the four Vedas and other scriptures, Lord Gaur Sundara possesses the greatest transcendental opulence. Who but the Supreme Lord himself can describe Lord Gaur Sundara's opulence? Although his intimate devotees have often experienced that their beloved Lord is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, alas, alas, the fools will not accept this fact.
Sakshan mokshadikartan vivida vikrita bistuchitam darshayantam premanandam prasute sakalatanubhatam yasya lila kataksha naso vedeshu gudho jagati yadibhavedishro gaurachandras tatnvapto nishavaran shiva shiva ghani vishnu mahe namaste.
That ecstatic pure love of God manifested from Lord Gaur Sundar's playful sidelong glance reveals the worthlessness and insignificance of liberation, religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification, the four goals of life for conditioned souls trapped in material bodies. Those who proclaim that because Lord Gaur Sundar is only indirectly described in the Vedic scriptures, he cannot possibly be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are atheists. Oh, illusory potency of Lord Vishnu, it is very difficult to understand how you act to bewilder them and others. Oh, illusory potency, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Digastukulamundalam digapi vagmatam digyasho digadliyanamathputim navavayakshriyam chastudik vijattam abhidikparam vibhulamashamanyam chadik nachet padichatakkelo pakadagora gopipati.
If one does not worship Lord Krishna, the master of the gopis, who appears in the Kali age as golden complexion Lord Gaur Sundar, then to hell with his illustrious noble birth, to hell with his eloquence, to hell with his fame, to hell with his scholarship, his handsome and youthful body, and his wealth. to hell with his status as a Brahmin, to hell with his strict observance of the regulations of the Brahmacharya ashram and other ashrams, and to hell with his austerity, yogic performances, sacrifices, and other pious deeds.
Aho vaikuntasta tapicha bhagavat parshadavarai sadomancham dristo yadanuchadavakrishadamukha mahascharya primo jvaradasa sadasvesha vivashihi kritangas tamgoram katamakrata punya pranayatu.
The Kreshwara Pandit and the other devotees of Lord Gaurasundar are all infused with the most amazing, splendid, exalted, pure love of God. Indeed, when the great servants of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha see these devotees, the servants are astounded and their bodily hairs stand on end. How can one possibly attain this exalted, ecstatic love for Lord Gaurasundar without having amassed many wonderful, pious deeds?
Dattva yakkamapi prasadamata sambhasya smita shri mukam durat snigna drisha nirikshisha maha premotsavam yachati yeshang hanta kutarka karkasha deyata trape natyadra sakshat purna rasavatada nihado dushta ami kevalam.
Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the full mellows of pure love of God to this earth. So many living entities received his mercy when he spoke with them, smiled at them from his beautiful and auspicious face, affectionately glanced at them from afar, and gave them the great and joyful festival of exalted pure love of God. Those who do not respectfully worship Lord Chaitanya, despite having received all these gifts from him, must be considered cruel-minded, foolish demons. Part 6. The Dainya Rupa Swaninda. The author criticizes himself for his wretched condition.
Vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi nasanshayah vishangora dase magnam sparshopi mama nabhavat. Vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi nasanshayah vishangora dase magnam sparshopi mama nabhavat.
I am cheated, I am cheated, I am cheated. Of this there is no doubt. Although Lord Chaitanya has inundated the entire universe with the flood of love of God, I have not been touched by even a single drop.
Karva sarva pumata merda dakritaya sarha sadito nasin goda padada vinda vajasaspishto mahi mandale. Aha ha din nama jivanam digapi me vidyam digapi ashramam yadna bhagya badada homam tat sambandha gandhopya bhoot.
Now that the pollen of Lord Gaurasundar's lotus feet has touched this earth, who, even without trying for it, has not attained the pure love of God that is the crest jewel of all human endeavors? Alas, alas, because of my great misfortune, only I have not attained even the slightest trace of the fragrance of that pure love. Because of this calamity, I say, to hell with my worthless life, to hell with my erudition, to hell even with my status as a renunciant.
Utsasapa jagadeva pura yango da chanda kaduna mahanavak bindu matam apinapatan maha dubage mahikamete radbutam. Utsasapa jagadeva pura yango da chanda kaduna mahanavak bindu matam apinapatan maha dubage mahikamete radbutam.
I am certainly very unfortunate, for although the great ocean of Lord Gaurasundar's mercy has inundated the entire universe, not even a drop of that ocean has fallen upon me. How has this amazing calamity happened?
Kalakali balina india vaidhi varga shri bhakti marga hiya kandaka koti rudha ha ha kriyami vikalakya mahankaromi chaitanya channa yarina jukri pankaroshi. Kalakali balina india vaidhi varga shri bhakti marga hiya kandaka koti rudha Aha ha kriyami vikalakyam ahankaromi Chaitanya chanda yadina jikipankarosi.
It is now the age of Kali, and my enemies, my senses, have become very strong. The splendid path of devotional service has become overgrown with millions of brambles in the form of fruitive activities and mental speculations. Conquered by the faults of the Kali Yuga, I have grown extremely weak. Alas, alas, what can I do? Where shall I go? O Lord Gaurachandra, what shall I do if you do not now give your mercy to me?
Sopyascha yamayak prabhu nayanayo yanna bhavan gocharo yanna svadiha depadam bujadasaskyad yatkatam dhadgatam etavan mamatavadast jagatim yenye pyalankuvati shri chaitanya pade nakatamana sastayat prasangotsavaha.
The all-wonderful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came within the range of my eyes, and I never tasted the nectar of the service of his lotus feet. Therefore, I would consider it a supremely blissful and festive occasion if I could associate with those whose minds are always absorbed in thoughts of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. These great souls are veritably ornaments decorating the earth.
Drishkarma koti nidatasya tadanda ghora duvasana nigadashinkalitasya gadham Grishyanmati kumati koti kadati tasya godam naji mamako mabiteha bandhu.
Tightly bound with the shackles of horrible wicked thoughts and desires, which are endless and difficult to control, I am addicted to performing millions of sinful deeds. Engaged in mental speculations and endeavoring for fruitive gains, my mind is in great anxiety. In addition, millions of wicked-minded materialists are trying to divert me from the real path of spiritual advancement. They are not my friends, except for Lord Gaurasundar, who is my friend in this world.
Aha hunda hunda badamo shada chitta bhumao vati bhavandi mama sadhana koti yopi sarvatmana tadaham adbhuta bhakti bijam shi goda chanda chadanang chadanang karomi. Aha hunda hunda badamo shada chitta bhumao vati bhavandi mama sadhana koti yopi sarvatmana tadaham adbhuta bhakti bijam shi gaura chanda chadanam chadanam karomi.
Alas, 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 millions of the seeds of regulative spiritual practices fail to sprout when I try to plant them in the great desert of my heart. For this reason, with all my heart, mind, and soul, I shall try to plant in my heart the lotus feet of Lord Gaurachandra, which bear the great amazing seed of transcendental pure devotional service. This is the only seed that will actually grow there. All others are useless.
Aha handa chitta bhuvime padamosharayam sadbhokti kalpalatikam kuditakatam syam hridyekameva padamashvasiniyamasti chaitanya namakalayan kadapi shocha.
Alas, alas, within the desert of my heart, how will the desired creeper of pure devotional service ever sprout into the flowers that are the ecstasy of sthayi bhava? I have only one hope. If the desert of my heart is watered by the chanting of the holy name of Lord Chaitanya, that creeper will gradually sprout. Then I will be free of all lamentation.
Asaṃsāda dukkha janado patitasya kāma krodhādi nakkamakadai kavali kṛtasya duvāsanā nagaditasya nanāśayasya chaitanya chanda mama dehi padāvalambham. Asaṃsāda dukkha janado patitasya kāma krodhādi nakkamakadai kavali kṛtasya duvāsanā nagaditasya nanāśayasya Chaitanya Chanda Mami Dehi Padama Lambam.
Shackled by wicked thoughts and desires and fallen into the ocean of material suffering, I am attacked by the sharks and crocodiles of lust, anger, and my other enemies, and they are devouring me alive. Alas, my condition is hopeless. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, please rescue me and give me shelter on the boat of your lotus feet.
Mrigyapisa Shibasuko Davanara Dadyai Ascharya Bhakti Padavi Nadabiyasino Durbo Navai Bhavapate Mahipama Repi Chaitanya Chanda Yadite Kadonakataksho.
O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, O Master of all inconceivable potencies, if you mercifully glance upon a person, even an insignificant fool like me, the amazing path of the most exalted devotional service is no longer far from him. This devotional service is eagerly sought after by Lord Shiva, Shukadeva Goswami, Uddhava, Narada, and other great devotees.
Gwasani rang kushikipa kotan vai babamadbutam kwasavat salata shori gori yadrikta vatmani. Kwasani rang kushikipa kotan vai babamadbutam kwasavat salata shori gori yadrikta vatmani.
O Lord Krishna, O most illustrious descendant of the Shaura dynasty, whose causeless mercy, amazing potency, and great affection for his devotees can compare to that displayed by your golden form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Part 7, the Upasya Nishta, the firm conviction that Lord Chaitanya is the worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Svatejasa Krishna Padaravinda Maharasa Veshita Vishamisham Kamapyashesha Shuti Gudavesham Gauranga Mangi Kudumuda Cheta.
By his innate potency, Lord Gauranga has granted to the entire world the transcendental mellows of the most exalted pure love for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That indescribable Lord Gauranga is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although only a covered description of his advent appears in the Vedas. O foolish mind, please take shelter of that Lord Gauranga.
Ashavana manana sankirt yadi bhaktya marare yadi padma pumartam sadhiye kopi bhadram mamatu padma para prema piyush sindho kimpi rasadahasyam ghoda damno namasyam.
If a person worships Lord Narari by following the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting the Lord's glories, and thus attains pure love of God, the ultimate goal of life, then that is certainly very good. Let him do it. But I shall not act in such a way, for I am devoting my entire life to the worship of the confidential mellows of devotional service manifested from Lord Hari's golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is like a boundless nectar ocean of pure love for Krishna.
Ishamba jandu padashanta chatushtayasha dasa bhavanda chavahaya harer pasyam kinchidna hasya padalobita dirahantu chaitanya chanda chadanang chadanang karomi.
Let those who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to attain pious credits, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation continue their worship. Let those who will not worship anyone save Lord Hari become the Lord's servants. But as for me, my mind is thirsting to relish the nectar of the confidential, mysterious, pure love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and therefore I shall take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Chandra.
Nishtam prapta vyavriti dati laukiki vaidikiya ya valanja prahasan samun gana nat yotsaveshu ye babuvan ahasahaja prana deharta dharma gauras chorak sakala mahadat kopi meti raviya.
A very powerful thief named Lord Garanga has stolen away all my faith in Vedic and conventional prescribed duties, my embarrassment at jubilantly dancing and loudly laughing and singing, and my natural inclination to be absorbed in material activities for the benefit of the external body. Sandra Nando, Dvadasamaya Prima Piyusha Sindho, Koting Varsham, Kimapi Kaduna, Snigna Netran Chalena, Koyam Devak, Kanaka Kadali, Garba Goranga Yesti, Cheto Kasman, Mama Nijapade, Gada Yuktam Chakaro. From the corners of his eyes, moistened with tears of great mercy, a certain person is repeatedly showering millions of oceans of the intensely blissful and splendid nectar of pure love of God. Who is this indescribable divine person whose beautiful form is as splendid as a young golden plantain tree and who has caused my mind to become so vehemently devoted to the service of his lotus feet? Swayam Devo Yatra Chitakanaka Ghora Kanunaya Mahaprema Nando Jvardasa Vapu Prado Dabavat Navandvi Petasmin Prati Bhavana Bhaktyut Savamaye Manome Vakuntat Apachamodude Dhani Damate. Bearing a complexion as fair as molten gold and manifesting a transcendental form that is the personified mellows of conjugal love for God, the most exalted, splendid, and blissful stage of devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has mercifully descended in the holy abode of Navadvip. As a result, that abode has become sweeter and more relishable than even Vaikuntha, and each home there is full of joyous celebrations for the pleasure of Bhakti Devi, personified devotion to Krishna. My mind delightedly performs pastimes in that abode of Navadvip.
Yatad vadanta shastrani, yatad vyakyantu tarika, jivanam mama chaitanya, padam bhojasudhaivatu. Yatad vadanta shastrani, yatad vyakyantu tarika, jivanam mama chaitanya, padam bhojasudhaivatu.
Let the Vedic scriptures say whatever they like, and let the learned logicians comment upon them as they like. Whatever they say, the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet shall always remain my life and soul.
Patandi yadi siddhayak kalatale swayam dulabak asayam si yadi sevaki bhavatamagatak syusura kiman yadi dameva yadi chaturbhujam syadvapus tatabhimamanomanak chalati goda chandranana.
The virtually inaccessible mystic perfections may personally fall into my hand. All the demigods may arrive to become my servants. And I may even attain a four-armed spiritual form like Lord Narayan's in Vaikuntha. Yet even if all this were to happen, my mind would not swerve from Lord Gaurachandra for even a second.
Vasome vadamastu gora dahanan jvala vali panjari shri chaitanya padara bindadamukha nakkutti chit sangamo vaikuntha adipadam soyam chimilitam no me mano lipsati padam bhojada daschita yadi manakko rasya no rasyate.
I would rather live in a terrible burning cage than to associate with those who are averse to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. I wouldn't want to live in Vaikuntha or any other auspicious place if for even a single moment I could not relish the splendor of the pollen of the lotus flower of Lord Chaitanya's feet.
Astang nama mahan mahan antibodhan sarvakshama mandale loke vapakathastu nama mahati siddhishchamatkarini kamam chadu chatubu jatamayatam arabhya vishveshwaram cheto me bahumanyate nahi nahi shingoram bhaktim vina.
I may become famous on the earth and everyone may proclaim my greatness. I may attain extraordinary mystic powers Or by worshipping Lord Vishnu, I may attain a beautiful four-handed spiritual form like his. Yet even if I were to achieve all these wonderful things, my mind would not consider them at all important if they were devoid of devotional service to Lord Gaurachandra.
Achetaniti kripa mahita padamodariti nana vadha prema vishita sarva bhuta vidhiyet kashcha yadaman hiti Gaurangita gunarnavita rasadupeti sunama priyet yashrantham mamajalpato jnidhyam yayadati pratiye.
O Lord Chaitanya, I appeal to you. May I spend my entire lifetime continuously chanting your holy names. Without ever becoming tired, may I constantly call out to you, O Lord Chaitanya, O Kripamoya, merciful Lord, O Paramodara, supremely magnanimous Lord, O Nana Vidha Prema Vishita Sarva Bhuta Vidya, Lord who causes the various mellows of pure love of God to appear in the hearts of the living entities. O Ascharya Dhamma, Lord, whose amazing fair complexion is as splendid as molten gold. O Gauranga, Lord Hari, who has attained a golden form. O Gunarnava, ocean of auspicious transcendental qualities. O Rasa Rupa, the personification of the ecstatic mellow of conjugal love and separation. O Svanama Priya, Lord, who is fond of chanting his own holy names.
Kadashore gori vapashipadama prema rasade sadeka praninish kapatakata babo simavita kadavata syalau kasadanumani namamari nyakasma shiradha padanaka mani jodadadaga.
O Lord Krishna, O crest jewel of the Sura dynasty, when free of all deceptiveness, will I wholeheartedly love you in your golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This form of yours grants the most exalted and splendid mellows of ecstatic devotional service and is the very life of the great devotees who always relish those mellows. When, as a result of my pure love for you as Lord Chaitanya, will I be able to properly understand the hidden reason for your appearance in this golden form? And when, as a result of this understanding, will the effulgence of Srimati Radharani's jewel-like toenails suddenly manifest within my heart?
Uddama dama nakadama ganaviramam aramaram naviram grihita namo Karunya dama kanako jula gaura dhamo Chaitanya nama padamankala yami dhamo Uddama dama nakadama ganabhiramam Maramaram nabhiram grahita namo Karunya dama kanako jula gaura dhamo Chaitanya nama padamankala yami dhamo.
Bedecked with a garland of Dhammanaka blossoms, his complexion as splendid as gold, Lord Chaitanya continually chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sometimes he chanted in the privacy of a secluded garden, and at other times, being the abode of all mercy, he granted spiritual bliss to the people in general by teaching them how to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. Let me continuously meditate upon that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the supreme shelter of the devotees.
Sada runge nila chalashika dashingi velasato Hare revam rajam Mukha kamala bringikshana yugam Samutunga premon madadasa tadangam agadisham manangam gaurangam Smadaduga dasangam mamama.
The city of Nilachala is always full of joyous festivals in honor of Lord Jagannath, who continuously performs pastimes there. In that city, the two bumblebees of Lord Gauranga's eyes are irresistibly drawn to the glittering lotus flower of Lord Jagannath's face. Lord Gauranga is carried away by the high waves of ecstatic Mahabhava love for Lord Jagannath, which brings symptoms of madness, jubilation, pride, etc. Lord Gauranga intensely feels separation from Jagannath, who is none other than Lord Krishna, who appeared like Cupid to the doe-eyed gopis of Braja. May I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, who acted like an exemplary sannyasi.
Alankara pongi ruhanayana nixyan dipayasam vishadvi samukta palasulalita yasya vapushi udanchan romancha apichapadama yasya shushamaha tamalam vigoram hadamonanam rochishna vasanam.
The tears of ecstatic love falling from Lord Chaitanya's lotus eyes appear like beautiful pearls decorating his transcendental body. Lord Chaitanya looks exceedingly splendid, his body adorned with upright hairs and also showing other symptoms of sattvika bhava ecstasy. I take shelter of that Lord Chaitanya, the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, who has assumed a golden form and accepted the saffron garments of a sannyasi.
Kandarpadapi sundadaksurasavit puradaho pavana shitangsho dapi shitalaksu mododo madvika sararati data kalpa mahiruhadvi mahasningdo jananyapi vremna gorahadika dana vidi medyatak padandhasiti.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more beautiful than even Cupid, and he usurps Cupid's supremacy over the living entities by enabling them to taste the spiritual happiness of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya is more purifying than even the Ganges River, because he purifies the heart of sinful desires and establishes pure love of God there. Lord Chaitanya is more cooling than even the moon, because by shining the cooling rays of spiritual happiness upon all the people, he removes both the darkness accumulated within the heart during millions of births and the burning distresses of material existence. Lord Chaitanya is more sweet and relishable than even the Madhvika nectar, because although the demigods and the upper planets may drink Madhvika nectar, the sentiments of pride and envy remain within their hearts. But those who drink the sweet nectar of spiritual bliss emanating from Lord Chaitanya become free from all these inauspicious qualities. Lord Chaitanya is more generous than even the desire creeper, because a desire creeper grants benedictions only if a worthy person appeals to it, but Lord Chaitanya grants the great treasure of pure love of God to everyone, whether they ask for it or not, and whether they are worthy or not. Lord Chaitanya is more affectionate than even a mother, because a mother is affectionate only to her own children, but Lord Chaitanya is full of love for all living entities, and he enables them to taste the bliss of pure love of God. When shall I continuously meditate upon that golden supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya? When will he affectionately place his lotus feet within my heart?
Punjam, punjam, madhura madhura prema madhvira sanam datva datva svayamurdayo modayan vishrameta Eko devak katita tamalan mandri mandrishta vasa vasa nirbar tita navata dit kote deva priyome.
Repeatedly bestowing the great abundance of the nectar of pure love of God, which is the sweetest of all sweet things, Lord Chaitanya delights the entire universe. A saffron garment the color of a mandrishta creeper adorns his waist, and his splendid golden complexion eclipses the effulgence of millions of brilliant lightning flashes. May that merciful supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become very dear to me.
Akantya nindata koti koti madanakshi manukhendu chata vichayi kata koti koti chadadunni lakta sharachavi avdaryena cha koti koti gunitam kalpadrumam yalpayan gorome vidi koti koti janusham bhagyay padam dhasyati.
With the great beauty of his form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eclipses the beauty of millions and millions of cupids, and the splendor of his moon-like face makes the shining of millions and millions of rising autumnal moons appear very dull and drab. His great generosity makes millions and millions of desire trees appear insignificant. I wonder whether, by performing many pious deeds for millions and millions of births, I will be able to induce Lord Chaitanya to place his lotus feet within my heart.
Andar dvandacha yansamascha jagatam munulayanti hatat premananda dasambudina davadi prodelayanti mala visham sheetalayanti tivivakalam thapathe nanasham asasmakam vidhyech kastu chakitam chaitanya chandrachata.
The splendid moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly and violently disperses the darkness of ignorance in the hearts of the living entities in all the material universes. That moonlight causes unlimitedly high, continuous tidal waves in the nectarian ocean of the bliss of pure love of God. And it forever cools the universe, which is burning with the threefold miseries of material existence. May that moonlight of Lord Chaitanya brilliantly shine within the hearts of us who are trembling due to fear of birth and death.
Chanam chinak pinak, chanam mahasasru chanamata, chanam sme rakshitak, chanam manalataptak chanamapi, chanam dhavan studnak, chanam adhika jalpan chanamaho, chanam huko ghodak, spudutamam adeho bhagavatak.
Immersed in the sentiments of separation experienced by Srimati Radharani when Krishna had left for Mathura, Lord Chaitanya would at one moment become devastated, but at the next moment he would think that Krishna had appeared before him, and his whole body would expand with happiness. Experiencing that Krishna had appeared to him, at one moment he would shed tears of joy, the next moment he would smile and laugh, and the next moment his body would become very cool. At one moment he would burn in the blazing fire of separation from Krishna, and at the next moment he would chase after Krishna who had appeared before him. At one moment, he would touch Lord Krishna's spiritual body and become stunned, showing the ecstatic symptoms of sattvika bhava. And at the next moment, he would assume the role of the Braja Gopis and talk to Krishna, saying, "O Debauchi, O destroyer of the chastity of young girls, don't touch me." At the next moment, he would assume the role of a proud Gopi and become silent. May Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a golden form, appear within my heart.
Patra patra vacharanam kudate na sambaram vikshite deya deya vimarshiko nahina vakala patiksha prabhu sadnyo yaksha vanikshana panamana dhyana dina durlabam dhatte bhakti rasam sa eva bhagavan ghorak param megati.
Lord Gaurasundar did not consider whether these circumstances were appropriate or not, whether a person was a friend and kinsman or a stranger, whether the people were fit candidates or not, or whether the time was suitable or not. He indiscriminately distributed the nectar of the most exalted pure love of Godhead, which is difficult to achieve even by hearing the message of the Vedas, meeting saintly persons, seeing the deity form of the Lord, offering obeisances, or meditating upon the Lord. Let me take shelter of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaurasundar, at every moment.
Papi yanapi hina jata dabi dukshi lopi dishkarmanam sima pi shapachadamo pi satatam duvasana dhyo picho durdeshat prabhavo pi tatta vihitava so pi duksangato nashto pyudhita eva yena kipayatam godame vashriye.
Even the greatest sinners, even the lowest of men, the yavanas, even the men of the basest character, even those who are in the vanguard of performing sinful deeds, even the dog-eating chandalas, even those whose minds are always full of wicked thoughts and desires, even those born in sinful countries, even those who reside in such countries as a result of their impious deeds, and even those whose good qualities are all spoiled by bad association, have been rescued by the mercy of Lord Gaurasundar. Therefore, let me always take shelter of Lord Gaurasundara.
Kalinda tanayatate spuradamanna vrindavanam pahayalavanam buddhi pulana pushpa vatim gata jatara napatak pari data sukita vasa hari sthirohitana jakchari pakada gauri mame gati.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, has left the splendid and charming forest of Vrindavan on the bank of the Yamuna River and has now gone to a garden known as Jagannath Puri on the beach of the salt water ocean. He has rejected his exquisite yellow dhoti and accepted the saffron garment of a sannyasi. He has concealed his dark, sapphire-like complexion and has become golden, accepting the ecstatic love and complexion of his dearmost Srimati Radharani. May I ceaselessly take shelter of that Supreme Personality of Godhead who has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Part 8, Loka Shiksha, Instructions to the People.
Ade Mudha Gudham Vichinata Hade Bhakti Padavim Daviyasya Andrishya Pyapadichita Bhuvam Univarai Navishram Vaschitti Yadi Yadi Chidorlabhyam Ivatat Paditya Jyashisham Vajitashananam Goda Chadanam.
O foolish people, please try to understand the path of Lord Hari's most confidential devotional service, which even the best of ancient sages could not understand, despite long scrutiny. If you have no faith in his confidential devotional service, or if you think it is too difficult to achieve, then I implore you to please cast away all these misconceptions and take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Gaur Hari.
Dadan mo dan yodham mukulat kadam bhoji yugalam galan netram bombi snapadam dugandas tala yugam dukule navitam navakamala kinjal kaduchina padam jyoti goram akanaka duchi choram vanamata.
Approaching Lord Jagannath, Lord Gaurasundara holds the palms of his lotus-bud-like hands together above his head, and tears stream from his eyes, moistening his beautiful cheeks. Lord Gaurasundara wears exquisite garments, and his complexion is as brilliant as the whirl of a newly blossomed lotus flower. He is the effulgent supreme Brahman, and his luster steals away the splendor of gold. O people, please bow down and offer respectful obeisances to him.
Brata kirta yanama gokalapate hundama nama vadim yadvam bhavayatasya divya madadam rupam jagan mangalam. Ahanta prema maharaso jalapade nashapite sambhavet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabho yadi kripa drishti pate natvahi.
O brother, even if you chant the wonderfully powerful holy names of Lord Krishna, the master of Gokula, and even if you meditate upon his brilliant, charming, transcendental form, which creates auspiciousness for the entire world, if you do not also attain the merciful glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you cannot hope to attain the supremely exalted state of pure love of God found in the splendid Madhurya Ras, conjugal love.
Aye nakudu sahasam tavahasanti sarvodhyamam jana padita unmada harid samita swadino idam tu nibhatam shunu panya vastu prastu yate yadeva nagameshu tat patadayam hi gorakparam.
O brother, please do not act in this reckless way. Because you have not taken shelter of Lord Gauranga's lotus feet, the devotees who have become intoxicated by drinking the nectar of the mellows of pure devotional service to Lord Krishna are everywhere laughing at all your endeavors. Oh, brother, please listen to this secret. Lord Gauranga is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the object of the pure love of God described in all the Vedic literatures.
Jnana nivartna viduchim vajanata bhakti ritim navidmina cha sadgurvo melanti. Ahahandahanda mama kakshana nang vimudha gauro haristavana karna patam gadosti.
O fool, why do you say, although the activities of pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, the master of Vajrabhumi, make one greatly averse to speculations on impersonal Brahman, blind following of Vedic regulations, and dry renunciation, I am still not able to understand these activities. For that matter, I do not have any contact with saintly spiritual teachers. Alas, 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 of whom shall I take shelter? O fool, has the name Gaurhari never entered your ears?
Vitavisham karma sapanayata vatam apimana nakarnabhyarnipi kachananayata dhyapasadani namoham dehando bhajatapadamascha yamadodak vumata namaudi milati babatam kodakipaya.
O brothers, please reject the useless duties prescribed in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas for material elevation. Do not let even a single word of the speculative Nyaya philosophy approach your ears. And please give up all illusions about your material body and the wife, children, community, and country related to it. Please do all this, and then by the mercy of Lord Gaurasundara, you will be able to attain super excellent, amazing, and sweet pure love of God, which is the crown of all human endeavors.
Alam shastra vyasai alam hatirta tanikaya sadayo shidvyagras satatam tut kurudivam tunamanya dhanya shayatakilatsanyasika patam natandam gorang radam mudite.
O brothers, what need is there to painstakingly study many scriptures? Oh, what shall you gain by traveling with great effort to many holy places of pilgrimage? Oh, brothers, please always fear the dangerous association of women who are by nature as fierce as tigers. Please consider the illusory happiness of the heavenly planets as insignificant as a blade of grass. Reject it and spit upon it. O God, please reject these things and take shelter of Lord Gauranga. While enacting the pastimes of a sannyasi, he is impelled by the bliss of the mellows of his own devotional service, and he is thus dancing in Jagannath Puri, which lies by the shore of the ocean.
King Tavan Batato Gamesha Vipalam Yogadi Margesho Bhaktim Krishna Padambuji Vatataksar Vatamalun Tate Asha prema mahotsave yadi shiva brahma jilam hein guti gore dhammani do vigahe mahi modarit darajita.
O brothers, what useless result will you gain by following the path of Ashtanga Yoga and other difficult paths? Instead, please plunder the treasure house of pure love and devotion for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. But this amazing and joyous festival of pure love of God is difficult even for Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other great souls to achieve. If you at all aspire to attain that festival, then you should develop loving devotion for Lord Gaurasundara, who is very magnanimous and whose glories are unfathomable.